This edition of the Edgar podcast is on Carlos Alvarez Redero, who found golf after a serious accident, and it changed his life. Now at 66, this very engaging man from Madrid is playing some of his best golf after retirement. So let's meet Carlos. A genial and friendly white-haired Spaniard, Carlos Alvarez Redero looks perhaps like a typical golf traveller when we meet him on the Algarve. And though his story of how he arrived in golf is far from typical, what is less surprising perhaps is how much the game has given this man who overcame serious injury and trauma. Carlos had always been a lover of sport. He was born in the town of Medina del Campo, north of Madrid, and from being a youngster he enjoyed basketball, handball and later canoeing and swimming, and his favourite of all, football. He was a talented and attacking midfielder, he told us, a number 10, playing to a high standard, and he supports Atletico Madrid to this day. In 1989, then aged 32, Carlos was enjoying family life to the full, living in Madrid with wife Trinidad and 13th-month-old daughter Carla. Carlos was a railway worker, and he had just returned from a great holiday in the Portuguese Algarve and was back on the job. A keen motorcyclist, when he was heading to work on a regional road, he collided head-on with a car. The damage was severe. In plain terms, the lower third of his left leg needed amputation, while his right knee was shattered and his left hand and several of the fingers were broken. Carlos tells us, "The recovery from the accident with the amputation was long and traumatic. Being in the hospital, they forgot about the broken hand. They only treated the fingers, sewing them, but they did not act on the broken hand properly until 23 days later. I was trying to walk with crutches, but it was impossible due to the pain, leading to further x-rays and putting my hand in plaster for another month in hospital." A whole year of rehabilitation followed with radiotherapy for the remainder of his left leg, which was giving him severe pain. The consultant doctor would then find that his tibia bone was growing again, and he had to go back to the operating room for a solution before starting the rehabilitation all over again. Life had been turned upside down, and Carlos relied on his close family, including his mother, for love and support. And, of course, Carlos's experience of enjoying sport was suddenly at an end. Or so he thought. Carlos tells us, "Golf is a sport that was just not played in the rural areas of Spain in the 1960s, 70s and 80s, so it's certainly not for me. Living in Madrid in the 90s, it was through some friends when I first came into contact with golf, at a time I did not do any sport. Then I worked in an office, and when I got home, I spent hours on the sofa, feeling sorry for myself and doing nothing." He explains further, "Talking with some colleagues at a work meeting, the subject of sport came up. They wanted to know what sports I had played being an amputee. I told them that I no longer practiced any of the sports I had enjoyed as a young man before the amputation. I was in the dark about what I could do. Nowadays this is very different, of course, especially due to the advances in the world of orthopaedics." Carlos says, "At the meeting they were golfers and encouraged me to go with them one day to the golf course and to try it. I found I immediately liked the experience. I could finally try a new sport that could be enjoyed outdoors. It would be a huge turning point in my life." His home golf club became Espinar Golf Club, a little northwest of Madrid. One day when Carlos was playing golf with friends, someone asked him if he'd heard of golf for the disabled, or adapted golf as they termed it. He admits he was a little confused, but he was told about the Spanish Golf Federation and that there was an adapted golf committee which had created a circuit with tournaments for players with a disability. Here he learned about Edgar, and that after registering and having an assessment he could be free to take part in a growing series of Edgar run or supported tournaments in his home country and at many other countries internationally. Carlos tells us, "That day my life changed radically. First of all, I discovered something that had excited me and offered me great personal growth, giving me huge confidence in myself, boosting my well-being and self-worth considerably, while meeting a great group of people who helped me by sharing their experiences. I would say this has also made me a different person, helping me to get more out of myself, even away from the golf course. Being part of this community of players with Edgar has helped me to overcome the barriers that at first seemed insurmountable. This is thanks to the entire golf family for their support, especially friends from the National Golf Federation in Madrid. Apart from the significant boost that the game has given Carlos, he has also enjoyed a love affair with everything about the game of golf itself. "I love the feeling of peace and fresh air," he tells us. "Being out in the wildlife, it is wonderful." In terms of the technical side of golf, Carlos loves the short game, chipping and putting. As a right-hander in day-to-day life, some of his friends are surprised to hear he's a left-hander on the golf course. Carlos says, "Although I am currently a left-handed player, I started playing the sport right-handed. But then, the second part of the swing and the follow-through ended on my amputated leg, which could give me very strong pain. They advised me to try to play left-handed and complete the swing on the non-amputated leg, creating less pain. So nowadays I play left-handed. I'm a lefty like one of my favourite players, Phil Mickelson. This does make me lose a lot of distance in my tee shots and on the fairway, but it has been well worth it. A wonderful moment came when, as a right-hander, I could hit the ball well left-handed and compete, and then go on to win my first tournament, which was a dream." Carlos has played G4D and Edgar-related tournaments in Portugal, France, Denmark, Sweden and Spain, some 14 tournaments so far. Carlos says, "Life would have been very different for me without golf. I would have missed out on all the joys that the game has given me. Golf gives me so much focus and satisfaction, an inner peace, the reward for effort and competition, making good friends while challenging yourself at all times." Carlos adds, "I am convinced that more people can experience just how much this sport can help them. It is important we all try to encourage more people with a disability to try this fantastic game." This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.